Your testimonies tonight have been a blessing to me, and I could certainly add to them, but because I know that pie is on your mind, I won't do that. Carolyn, now when I was an assistant pastor here, when I went up to the fellowship hall, there was a piece for me set aside either in the refrigerator, and I hope I still have that right, even though I'm not a pastor here any longer, because I've heard your key lime pie is up there, and it's heavy on my mind right now. It'll be heavy on my waistline later, but it's heavy on my mind right now. Colossians chapter 2, I want to read two verses with you tonight and then just glance at a couple of others and ask you a question this Thanksgiving. Colossians chapter 2, verses 6 and 7 say, "As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in Him." And then notice the punctuation that you have in your King James Bible. It is the colon. Often in your King James Bible, when you see the punctuation mark, a colon, it's simply saying there is an explanation to follow. What you see next will be explaining what you've just read. So the explanation of walking in Him, walking in the Lord, is verse 7. "Rooted and built up in Him and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving." This night I'd like to ask all of us the question, are we abounding with thanksgiving? Let's pray once more before we look at a couple of verses. Heavenly Father, I pray that you'd help us to examine our own lives tonight and realize that there are many things that we can do and do well, but if we do them without thanksgiving, we've not met the standard, the test of Scripture. So Lord, help us to leave tonight with an attitude of gratitude that will enable us to have a good testimony in this world in which we live, and enable us, Lord, to live up to the expectation of this passage of Scripture that we do all things with thanksgiving. In Christ's name, amen. The word abounding in verse 7, in verse 6, we are to abound. No, back to verse 7. Here we go. Verse 7, abounding therein with thanksgiving. The word abounding simply means to exceed a fixed number of measure, to go beyond in something. And we are to be abounding in thanksgiving. There are many responsibilities that a Christian has in his life. And we know that those are constantly, we're reminded of those here at Faith Baptist Church. You are, and I constantly remind my congregation of Christian responsibilities. There are some basic things in the Christian life that we ought to constantly be inculcating and building into our life. Some of those have been mentioned tonight, and I want to point out four of them very quickly. I'm not going to illustrate one after the other. I'm simply going to read a verse, give you this item, and then we'll go through the list and close in prayer. But the first one that you'll find is in Philippians chapter 4. So turn a page over to Philippians chapter 4, and I want you to see this. Four basics of the Christian living that must be practiced with thanksgiving. Now, these are important because all four of these things are kind of standalone staples in the Christian life. They're things that every Christian ought to be doing. But the Bible teaches if we don't do these things with thanksgiving, then we're not doing them the way God requires them to be done. The first one in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6, many of you remember that this was a verse 6 and 7 that the Lord gave to me and used in a special way in my life when Kimberl was born. My daughter, she'll be 2 years old this January. And the Lord gave me this verse as a special encouragement when she was in the newborn intensive care unit. Verse 6 says, "Be careful for nothing," or "Don't be pulled apart. Don't be full of care and worry for nothing. But in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God." An invitation to bring our prayer requests to the Lord. The word supplication is basically, in its meaning, the same as the word prayer. It's the idea of entreating God for something, going to Him and asking something of Him. Now, Dr. John R. Rice reminded us in his classic book on prayer, Asking and Receiving, that prayer is just that. It's simply asking. And I'm not trying to add to the definition of prayer tonight, but I do want you to see that while prayer is simply asking, God has said, don't do your asking unless you do your thanksgiving.
You do them together. They go together. It's natural that the Christian, when he goes to God in prayer, should then open up his heart of thanksgiving and give thanks to God for the wonderful things that the Lord has done for him. It's unnatural for the Christian to just go to God in prayer and just ask God for things that are emergencies or things that he thinks are important, or favors that he would desire of God, and to do it without a grateful spirit or to do it without giving thanks to God. We need to do our prayers, say our prayers with thanksgiving, a thankful heart. Sometimes we use God like our Santa Claus. Now, you know what I mean. We don't serve him. We don't obey him. We don't love him. We don't witness of him to other people. But we expect to come to him and say our little prayer. We drop our little quarter in the gumball machine and we turn the wheel and we expect God to give us at the bottom exactly what we've asked of him. I've remembered hearing pastors say this several times when I was here, and I've heard him. I've said it myself since I left because I saw it also. I remember seeing people come to church here at Faith Baptist, and they've spent their entire life wrecking and ruining their life. They come to church for 2 Sundays, maybe even Sunday school. They kneel at the altar a few times, and then they express their frustration to Pastor Monty that they're still going to have to file bankruptcy, or that they're still going to have to go to marital counseling. Are they still got some kind of, why didn't God straighten out my life? I asked him to. And that kind of attitude completely misses the responsibility of the Christian to give thanks. When we go to God in prayer, we should go with a heart full and excited about the good things that God has done for us. And if you're sitting here tonight and I don't know you and I don't know your circumstance in life, though most of you I do know well, if you're sitting in here tonight and you feel like, well, I don't know what I could thank God for, you have a real heart problem. Now, I realize there were many people who did not speak up tonight. I didn't speak up because I knew I'd have this opportunity. But there are many people in here tonight who didn't give testimony. That's fine that you didn't give thanks there. But give thanks to the Lord privately. Give thanks to the Lord in your family. Let your children know, parents, that you're not a griper and a complainer, but you're constantly thanking the Lord for the goodness that he's shown in your life. Wives, let your husbands know that you're thankful for what they've provided and what God has provided through them. Husbands, let your wives know that you're thankful for what God has provided through them. Members, as you've done tonight, let your pastors know that you're thankful for what God has provided in them. Church members, let one another know that you're thankful for what God has provided through each of you. It is not enough simply to go to God in prayer. We must go to God in giving thanks to him and with a grateful attitude when we approach him in prayer. That's the first thing that is no good, essentially, if it's not done with a spirit and at times vocalizing our gratefulness to God. The second thing that I see is in Psalm 26. We're going to look at just three other things here in the book of Psalms. Psalm chapter 26. Would you look with me at verse 7? Here's Pastor Lopez's rightful emphasis. I fit it in, Pastor Lopez. Psalm 27, verse 7. Is soul winning or witnessing to others important? Yes, sir, you bet it is. Psalm 26 and verse 7 says, I will wash. That's not the one I'm looking for. All right. See, Curdy, I told you this would happen to me. How about 26:6, verse 7? That I may publish with the voice of thanksgiving and tell all thy wondrous works. You know, there is nothing more powerful besides the Word of God in witnessing than simply telling people what God has done for you. Now, your experience that you share needs to be biblically based, all right? Don't tell me an angel came down from heaven in the middle of the night and hit you over the head with a 2x4 and told you what you needed to do to be saved. Because everybody's going to look at you and say what we say often as pastors. That's interesting. Yeah. Okay. No, it needs to be biblically based. But when God has done something in your heart through the Word of God, sharing that with others is a powerful, powerful witness. But you know, the Bible says that when we win people to Christ, when we seek to publish the gospel message, it's not enough just to be a soul winner. We must be a soul winner with thanksgiving. And nothing is more powerful in our Christian testimony than an attitude of gratitude. Turn over to Psalm 147 and look at verse 7 with me. Here's a third thing that is part of basic Christian living, but it is not enough just to practice this. We must practice it with thanksgiving. Psalm 147, verse 7 says, "Sing unto the Lord with thanksgiving, sing praise upon the harp unto our God." Sing unto the Lord with thanksgiving. Now, I'm going to say some things that I think Brother Burt would appreciate. And boy, he does a great job. He made me want to sing. My throat was tickling, and I knew I was going to have to sing a solo, and I was trying to be quiet over there, but I just couldn't stop singing because it was just so much fun to sing with y'all again. And Brother Burt sure does a good job with that. Now, but, you know, I've seen this here before, and I've seen this just about everywhere I've been before. People who, dude, this is the way they sing. Or this is the way they sing. You wouldn't believe what happened in Sunday school this morning. Every time we open our hymnals and we sing praise to God, to do anything else is a disgrace. And if your heart is overjoyed with thanksgiving and gratitude for what God has done for you, then every time He says, turn to number, then turn to number and lift your voice in praise. And you know, the Bible gives us an out, those of us who can't sing. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. If that's all you can do, then do that. But do it with thanksgiving. Gratitude should motivate us to sing, and Midas Church does a great job singing. But do it in gratitude, and let it be meaningful. Every time you open that hymnal, think about the words you're singing. Someone requested Beneath the Cross of Jesus, one of my favorite hymns, especially that last verse. It's one of those hymns, Brother Burt, that I can't sing without thinking about the words. Some of them I can just sing automatically and just not even think about it. That one I have to think about the words because they arrest my attention. Think about those words and sing with meaning and gratitude from your heart unto the Lord. The singing alone is not good enough. It has to be singing with thanksgiving. One more thing and we'll close. Turn to Psalm 107 this evening and we'll find one other item that is part of basic Christian living. Yet doing this without thanksgiving is unacceptable. It must be done with thanksgiving. Psalm 107, verse 22. And let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare His works with rejoicing. Now you say, wait a minute, Pastor Falls, isn't the word sacrifice here talking about something that was just for the Old Testament dispensation, just for the dispensation of law, and it really has no application on us today? Absolutely it has an application for us today. Let's get the right interpretation and then we look at the application. Here's the application for us. Do you ever have to make a sacrifice? Does God ever have you give of yourself until it hurts or until it wears you out? When we serve God and we serve Him until it hurts, or we give to Him until it hurts, and we gripe and complain and, here's the word, bellyache about it, God does not receive that as acceptable service. You say, but I sacrificed. Do you realize that my family, right, we were going to put a deck on the back of the house, but we raised our giving to missions this year. And you tell everybody about it because it's such an awful sacrifice to make. God says it's not acceptable because it's not done with thanksgiving. If we're going to make a sacrifice, the expression of our heart should be, praise the Lord. I have an opportunity to give up just a little something in this life to further the Lord's kingdom and His cause in this old world. Sacrifice is only acceptable if it is offered from a heart that is filled with gratitude. These are only four things that I've mentioned tonight. But I want to take you back to Colossians as we conclude and get you to think about this verse one more time. Colossians chapter 2 and verse 6. Colossians chapter 2 and verse 6. There's so many things that are part of just basic Christianity. Notice in verse 7, he says, rooted and built up in Him and established in the faith. It's important. You say, well, I'm an independent, fundamental, fire-breathing Baptist. I use the King James Bible and I sing conservative music and I do all these other things that are part of taking a strong stand for the faith. Wonderful. But do you do it with a heart of thanksgiving? It's not enough just to be established in the faith. But does your establishment in the faith lead to a gratitude to the Lord? Everything that we do as a Christian, whether it's singing, whether it's giving, whether it's serving in Awana, whether it's working on a bus route, whether it's knocking on doors, whether it's witnessing to co-workers, no matter what we do, whether it's taking on extra jobs so you can give more to Faith Promise missions and support missionaries around the world, all of it is in vain unless it's done out of a heart of gratitude to the Lord. Are you abounding with thanksgiving in your service to the Lord? Heavenly Father, burn these words into our heart, I pray. It's so easy, Lord, for us to just go through the motions and do good things, but do them without a heart of thanksgiving. Lord, may this season and your word once again point our hearts in the right direction and help us to recognize how truly blessed we all are. Thank you, Lord, for sending us salvation in Jesus Christ, and make us your grateful servants, I pray. In Christ's name.